Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with the points leader from the Red Clay Series, Sean Seiss. Then we'll speak with Martinsville winner Landon Pembleton. And we'll have a conversation with the Performance Racing Network's Mark Garrow. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Florida at Auburndale. Tom Sozio taking that win. Speaking of Florida drivers, Danny Sams winning up in New Jersey at the High Limit Series. Congrats to him. Spencer Davis wins at Five Flags. Hendry goes to Tyler Clem. Talladega Short Track, where Newman Presnell grabbed another victory. Hayden Owenby wins at Mountain View in Tennessee. Big South Fork to Mackenzie Sutton. Dale Howard the checkers at I-75. Winder Barrow in Georgia to Kenny Collins. Justin Stevens wins at Swainsboro. Sugar Creek goes to Sylvan Schutte. Cole Exum the same at Needmore. North Carolina at Fayetteville to Eric Bentley. Brayton Eichler in Victory Lane at North Carolina's QMA. South Carolina at Travelers Rest, it's Jonathan Hinson. Sean Thomas wins at Lawrence County. And at Sugar Tea, both Shea and his son Sawyer Chavis winning there. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the points leader in the Red Clay 602 Dirt Late Model Series, Seymour, Tennessee, is Sean Seiss. Hey, Sean, welcome to the show. Big win earlier in the month of September at North Georgia Speedway to park you up on top of these points. How did it feel to get that big trophy at North Georgia?
It felt amazing. I mean, we ran North Georgia, of course, multiple times, and we've always been fast and just never really had the luck, and then finally luck just landed on our side, and I got the lead there on the first lap and just never looked back, and, you know, was able to pick up the win, and that was an exciting moment. It was actually my first win in the Red Clay Series, too, so it was just a great moment to finally get that win.
Sean Seiss of the ProFabrication.com hotline. When you see the pictures from North Georgia, that smile is big time. He was very happy there and well-deserved, as he has been super consistent all season, missing just a couple of races outside of the top 10, but every other race of the series, a top 10 or better finish for our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Leading into the final two races of the season, the Hall of Fame race, October 18th at Livonia Speedway, and then the season closer for the Red Clay 602 Series, October 24th at I-75 Speedway, a 90-point lead going into these races. How do you prepare? How do you close this thing out and keep that buffer between you and Kevin Fisher and Justin Howard?
Just kind of like we've been doing all season, just, you know, keep trucking along and making sure that we're, you know, just doing everything we need to do to stay consistent. The main thing is just, you know, getting them top 10 finishes, top five. I mean, if we can come out with a win, that's even better, but just staying consistent, it will be the main goal to make sure that we can close out these points.
No one has been
winning it.
No one's been better this season in the Red Clay 602 Dirt Late Model Series in Seymour, Tennessee. Sean Seiss, the points leader going into those final two races. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So going into these last couple of races, I would imagine your cousins Trevor and Zach Seiss, known across the Southeast and really across the country for their quality runs in dirt late models, but who else do you go to? You're right there in dirt late model country in Eastern Tennessee. Is there somebody that you look to as a hero figure, as somebody that you're trying to follow in these footsteps, that you're using that path to make sure that you're on target going into the finals?
Of course, we always lean on Trevor and Jack, you know, anytime I need help or, you know, give me advice and stuff like that. But actually, I talked to Booger Brooks down in Chickamauga, Georgia. He has helped me out a lot through this season, and actually the four seasons that I've raced my late model, He's always been someone that I can call at any time and lean on, and he'd give me advice and set up help. And he's just him and Trevor and Zach's the main three that I lean on all the time, and they're always happy to help, of course.
Well, I'll tell you, family for sure. Trevor and Zach Seiss, you know, Sean Seiss's cousins, but Booger Brooks is a setup master. We've had him on the show a couple of times, and wherever he goes, especially tracks like North Georgia, Livonia, and even I-75, I think the ace is there with Booger Brooks and our guest, Sean Seiss, the points leader in the Red Clay 602 series. He's our guest on the ProFab Hotline from Seymour, Tennessee. 90-point lead going into these final races. How about fans that haven't seen you run? What kind of driving style you got? You know, like to sling it in there and, you know, get a little close to the other guys? Or are you, you know, Mr. Smooth? What driving style do you have that people say you have?
I'll say I'm more of the, everyone calls me the Mr. Smooth. I like to race close and tight, but, you know, I'm more, you know, give people room. You know, I like the slow, slick racetracks because that's, I mean, 411 was usually always slow and slick. That's what I grew up, you know, racing on and knowing what to do. So I've always been the stay smooth and consistent and, you know, just race people clean and it'll all work out mean usually.
Man, that is a great way to be a racing professional. Slow, smooth, and give people room. And Sean Seiss is doing all that while holding the point lead. Going into the final couple of races, Livonia on October 18th, October 24th, very next weekend, I-75 Speedway in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Going to come down to those final races. I understand Dad was a hot rod builder. A lot of hot rodders listening to the show. Maybe just one car that Dad had in his stable that always you love to go out there and just sit behind the wheel and say, Dad, boy, I wish you'd give me this one.
Well, actually, my favorite car that my dad ever built was, it wasn't even really a hot rod. It was an old 1954 Chevy pickup that he had put on an S10 frame. It wasn't the most prettiest thing. It wasn't the fastest thing in the world, but I just loved. He had let me drive around the subdivision when I was young, and that was the number one thing that I was always, Dad, can I go out here and drive this truck around?
Well, he's driving a race car around as the points leader of the Red Clay 602 Dirt Late Model Series, Sean Seiss, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. You could catch Sean on the Red Clay 602 Series social media pages. Follow this points battle. Sean Seiss, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. NASCAR memory with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
One of the most iconic moments in the history of the sport. Your dad and David Pearson racing for the win at Daytona 76.
I learned more from my dad in that moment than probably all the years of being his son before that. Ran that race, comes down to the last lap. Pearson passes Petty. Petty passes Pearson. My dad passes him going into turn three, sweeps up in front of him. They kind of cross over. They get together coming out of turn four. Even though they're running 180, 90, 200 miles an hour, it's the most slow motion wreck in the history of time. As you watch my dad spin and spin down into the grass, you watch Pearson's car with the front end just caved in, come to a stop. And we all leave pit road and run out to the grass. You can see it's myself, it's Barry Dodson, it's Wade Thornburg, it's Dale Inman. We run out and we push the car across the line. We didn't know that if you help the car across the line on the last lap, you're penalized the lap. So if you go back and look at that, my dad finished one lap down in the Daytona 500 that year.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. And joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the winner, now twice time winner of one of the most prestigious races in all of pavement late model racing, the big NASCAR late model race at Martinsville. Now at the veteran age of 20 years old, Landon Pembleton, how are you doing? And, you know, has the phone stopped ringing? Have you had time to get any sleep? What have these days been like since you got out of the car there at Martinsville as the winner?
I've been able to get a little bit of rest and soak it in, honestly. And it's been a dream come true to get not only one, but two. So two clocks is reads better time than one does. That's for sure.
Do those things come home with you that day, or does like somebody deliver them the next day? How does that process work?
So as soon as we cleared tech, we were able to get our clocks both time, and they came home the next day with us. We actually got it unboxed as soon as we got home, and it's in sitting looking pretty. Not fully put together yet. Don't have the chimes quite in yet. And she's not reading time yet, but she's going to by the end of the week. I'll tell you that.
It's looking good, and it's going to sound so sweet, just like the first one from 2021. Now the 2021 and 2025 Martinsville NASCAR late model winner, Landon Pembleton, on the profabrication.com hotline. The distance between them, 4 years, really not, you know, a big deal with all the racing you've done and such. I know you'd love to win them back to back to back every time, but you went and became the track champion, and we're about grassroots racing here as such, and you were grassroots track champion at the track in Dominion, Virginia.
Yep.
How did you know, going through that process, a season long, it's not just one race, different styles and things like that. How did that help you this time to take this victory from a grassroots perspective?
Well, it honestly helps you out a ton. Makes sure that you stay composed all throughout the season instead of one race, but they also relay at the same time. So, like when you go to Martinsville for the long race, you have to stay composed for that long 200 laps, as well as a track champ chasing after a track championship. You got to stay composed all season. So they relay in some ways, and then it's the pros and cons to each of them. So I definitely felt like Martinsville was a lot harder than the other one. But Martinsville is always going to be tough when you have 70 of the best other drivers in the country there with you.
Oh, yeah. It's a compact amount of time with a lot of pressure from the drivers, the event itself and all. But twice now, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Landon Pembleton, has taken the victory. And speaking of profabrication, headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets available at profabrication.com. Well, it was an eventful race that came down those last couple of laps or so after the caution. How do you keep the balance between the checkers and wreckers side of you and the Virginia gentleman side of how you do things as you're approaching those laps with a guy, you know, a legend like Lee Pulliam in front of you? How are you balancing all that out when you go to caution before you go back to green?
You just focus on trying to get that checkered flag and not wanting to tear anything up at the same time. And they sometimes overweigh each other, but thankfully as gentlemen like a Lee Pulliam and, myself, we were able to go out there and race hard for it and not tear anything up. And that's all you can ask for, especially racing 4 o'clock. So I'm all about not tearing anything up and racing hard at the same time, even if that means we've got to finish second. Rubbing a little doors, beating and banging a little bit, that's all fun. But it takes a turn when cars get torn up. But very thankful to be able to come away and no one being torn up. So that's kind of where I'm at with it, and I'm very grateful that we didn't tear anything up.
And listen to that wisdom out of the 20-year-old, two-time Martinsville NASCAR late model winner, Landon Pembleton, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. And some of the interviews, I don't know whether it was Rob Blunt or Matt Weaver or who I heard, but I heard, you know, you talking about winning the first one, now this one and such. How did winning the first one help you in the organization of just getting that day together, surviving those first 100-150 laps? What does winning one help when you kind of come back around and do it again?
Well, I feel like it matures you as a driver, and it matured me as a person as well. I feel like I'm a totally different person inside that race car and outside as it was, as I was in 2021. So I'm very thankful for 2021. It was a little different fashion of winning than this past year, but it taught me a lot about racing and and just life in general, you know, being prepared for anything that comes your way. And I feel like I tackled my opportunities based off the 2021 as best I could. And hopefully we can tackle the opportunities based off of this one as well as we can.
Yeah, the Panthers could use somebody that tackles as well as you do. Landon Pebbleton on the profabrication.com hotline. Checking in with us after his second Martinsville NASCAR late model victory. What have you gotten to enjoy a little bit better? Like, oh, wow, I can't wait to do the press conference because I know how the questions are going to be, or I get to do the pictures, or, you know, maybe just get ice cream after the race. What's kind of been a little bit more of a pleasure this time in doing it?
Well, I feel like it's a combination of all those things you just listed. So being able to talk with people and having a good mindset going into when I'm gonna have these interviews and press conferences, it makes it a lot easier for me. The last time I was actually more shocked than I was anything, and I really didn't know what to say. So being able to soak it all in has been a big thing. And we made sure to get plenty of pictures and take time with people and just talk and kind of go over the moment. That's what it's all about for me.
Landon Pebbleton, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. I can't tell you how impressive winning a couple of these at 20 years old and even younger when he won it back in 2021. An impressive young man. We got about 30 seconds or so left. Where's these opportunities going to take you differently this time? What are you looking forward to doing next?
So basically it's kind of tentative schedule far. So if any opportunities do arise, I'm very open to any, that's for sure. And but as of now, we're looking to go chase the track championship at South Boston next year. And they've got a very good program going from $20,000 to win the championship. So that's kind of what we're got our sights set on, and maybe a triple crown next year as well.
2021 and 2025 NASCAR late model at Martinsville winner Landon Pebbleton, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Congrats again, fans. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more on PRN at the Track.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Grab a friend and pack the cooler. Saturday night racing returns to North Wilkesboro Speedway, October 18th for the Z-Max Cars Tour Championship. See rising stars like Keelan Harvick compete against short track racing's best in season finals for Pro Late Model, Late Model Stock, and the Smart Modified Tour. Party down North Wilkesboro style with the Z-Max Cars Tour, Saturday, October 18th. For tickets, visit northwilkesborospeedway.com.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoffs.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline for the Performance Racing Network, you'll be hearing him this weekend on the Bank of America Roval 400 broadcast. Mark Garrow, great to have you back on the show. The Bank of America Roval 400, all kinds of a pressure cooker. Certainly track is unique. But what makes the Roval such a wild card that we should be tuning in to listen to you and the gang, make the call?
You know, Lenny, I'm not really sure, except the fact every single year there is at least one memorable moment. And it always seems to be on a different part of the track. Of course, the first one, right? Jimmy Johnson taking out Truex and Blaney going on to win. Chase Elliott driving into the turn one barrier and then backing out and going on to win. So there's always something that happens there that you look back and you go like, wow, that was, you know, a big moment. And it seems like we get one, at least one of those every time we have a race on the rope.
Cannot wait. 3 p.m. this Sunday, the Performance Racing Network stations across the globe, plus the PRN app, will have it available. The Bank of America Roval 400 from Charlotte Motor Speedway. Also, you could tune in Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Blue Cross North Carolina 250, of which the Performance Racing Network will have the call. And our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Mark Garrow, will be a part of all of the activities down there at Charlotte. A cutoff race for the points for the Cup Series. And you mentioned Blaney and Elliott. They both have a couple of wins. They're kind of in there. Larson's got a lot of points. Hamlin probably. But, where's the drama this weekend? And who's right in the middle of it that, might be the straw that stirs the drink or might be the one that splashes out of the cup?
Well, you've got four drivers below the cut line. And when you look at it, you see guys like, Bubba Wallace way, way underwater. He is 26 points. Reddick minus 29. Cindric minus 48. Think they got to win it. Chastain minus 13. He's in that tweener land where there is plenty of math that would allow him to maybe to get enough points to jump into the top eight. Joey Logano on the bubble at plus 13. Briscoe at plus 21. They're in the tweener land on the opposite side, right? The problem for Chastain, he needs a little help. He needs a problem with Briscoe and Logano to maybe make that move above. Larson, Hamlin, Bell, Byron, they're all plus 40 or more. They're good to go. It would take a complete, catastrophe for any of those drivers to miss the cut at this particular point. So not quite as much drama on the cut line as we normally get, but there will be drama at some point. And so, again, I think Chastain can point his way in, but I think Wallace, Reddick, and Cindric, I think they've got to win it to get in it.
Going to be amazing to hear the voices of the Performance Racing Network this Sunday at 3 p.m. The Bank of America Roval 400, and our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline is one of those voices you'll hear lap after lap, and enjoy it while you can. Mark Garrow from the Performance Racing Network, our guest on the ProFab hotline. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. And I mentioned that they should enjoy hearing you. It made a bit of a social media announcement, something that hits a lot of us right in the heart, that you're going to be stepping away from the PRN microphone on Sundays as we go forward. You've got a great grassroots history and a love and a passion for this. I can't believe that, there won't be something that we'll get to enjoy your voice on. But what's kind of brewing for Mark Garrow as we look? Cars Tour is out there. So many great things that could add your voice. Not to say that Eric or any of the gang there aren't doing a great job, but wow. To have a free agent like Mark Garrow, I think grassroots racing is waiting on you, sir.
Well, let's put it this way. I went to my first race when I was 1 year old. Short track DNA is in my body, along with the rest of the racing DNA that I've had my entire life, growing up with my dad as a flagman, my mom as a scorer on the short tracks. I love to watch race cars. I absolutely love to watch race cars dissect what's going on in the race. And I hope to find something to do as far as working some short track stuff one way or the other. And if not, I'll certainly be spectating short track races along the way. So, you know, I'm stepping away from PRN, and I'm very grateful for all the years with the network and Speedway Motorsports and Bruton and Marcus Smith, Mike Birch, who've always been big supporters of the network. And so I'm very appreciative of all that. But, you know, I'm looking forward to a breather. I've been at this, you know, so long that I'm one of the last voices, along with the other one being Mike Joy, left at the racetrack that was on the air when Richard Petty won his 200th race. That was 1984.
Ooh.
So to have a career as long as I have had, I'm certainly grateful for that. And the biggest thing is I'm looking forward to going to races, and I'm looking forward not having to get on a plane and fly 2,500 miles to get to some of them. And so that's the biggest thing at this point. After a while, your body gets kind of wore out from the travel, and it just gets to be time. And like anything else, it's time to move aside and let some other folks get in there and grab the steering wheel and move the sport forward. But I'm looking forward to going back to the short tracks. I'm certainly going to try to make sure people know that I'm available to mess around a little bit on the short tracks, and we'll see what happens. But again, you know, the good part is, you know, I can sort of, you know, if I want to spectate, I can go to a dirt race, go to asphalt race, go to sprint car race, go to late model race, go to a modified race, whatever it may be. It'll be good to call up Lenny Baticki and say, okay, can we go to Lick Skillet Speedway or whatever you got out there?
Mark,
I can't
wait
to
do
one of these crazy tracks. Let's go.
Tune him in this Sunday. Bank of America Roval 400, the Performance Racing Network, the effervescent great one himself, Guru Mark Garrow. Thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. There'll be more from PRN at the track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at Cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips. The PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Plenty of grassroots races happening all across the country this weekend, but remember, all dirt roads lead to the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway for the World of Outlaws World Finals November 5th through the 8th. Get your tickets now at alldirtroads.com. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at HuntBrothersPizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.